Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 198, Holacracy, Part 2. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
Holacracy, best practices for successful implementation. Holacracy is a new way of running an organization. This empowering, paradoxical management model removes power from the typical top-down management hierarchy and distributes it to the team members doing the work. In other words, it's a management practice without the managers. This podcast will explore Holacracy, why it's a challenging management model, and best practices for adopting or adapting the practice. Let's start by defining Holacracy. Comparing Holacracy to traditional management drives understanding of the non-traditional model. The most common operating model, command and control, is a hierarchy, where decisions come from the top and action lives at the bottom. Team members work within their title and department. In a Holacracy, team members take on roles that match their skill set and company demands. They don't convince someone else, like a boss, to act. They have authority to act on their own. This management model was developed to increase responsiveness, remove obstacles, and create clarity. Although an inspiring business model, it can be challenging to make the shift, and it demands vigorous participation. Here's why. First, command and control is the norm. People are used to hierarchies, and they like them. Author and Stanford University business professor Bob Sutton says, "Show me any group of five human beings, or five apes, or five dogs, and I want to see the one where a status difference does not emerge. It's who we are as creatures." The problem with Holacracy is that most people have worked only in command and control environments. At first, it feels wrong, and there's a strong urge to fall back into the traditional mindset. Second, there's a learning curve. And because hierarchies are the norm, it takes time and commitment to get the hang of self-management and self-organization. In self-management, a team member decides how to work on his or her own. In self-organization, team members work together as a group to form, evolve, and disband. Team members are not hired to fill a job description, but instead to discover where they can create the most value. Third, Holacracy is rigid. Each organization has a unique culture with unique norms. However, the holacratic framework is rigid and may need to be adapted to feel more natural. There's new jargon and a process that shakes up everything you know about working on a team. And fourth, Holacracy fights the human factor. Holacracy isn't human-centered. It's process-centered. In holacratic meetings, team members explore tensions in the work at hand. If you're a new employee, this forum can be a strange place to ask for feedback and guidance. Hiring in a Holacracy also is challenging. For example, the hiring process at Valve, a Washington-based software company that practices Holacracy, is by employee consensus, which is extremely difficult, according to founding member Greg Coomer. He says, "We've demanded of ourselves that we never hire someone who we wouldn't want to be our boss, at the highest and lowest levels." Holacracy isn't impossible, but it's not a turnkey solution. The efficiencies a Holacracy can introduce may be worth a challenging implementation. Here's why. In a Holacracy, people bring themselves more fully to the organization instead of just their professional selves. Many additional benefits of adopting a Holacracy exist. For instance, increased personal responsibility, distributed decision-making, boosted productivity, more accountability, decreased bureaucracy, and increased creativity and collaboration. What's more, Holacracy eliminates the shortcomings of traditional hierarchy, including, number one, the growing cost of adding managers who earn more than their subordinates as you add new employees. Number two, the danger of uncontestable decision-making that rests with top leadership. Number three, the slow pace of decision-making as it passes through levels of hierarchy. And number four, how many employees are disempowered, shrinking their incentive to dream, imagine, and contribute. If the benefits of Holacracy have piqued your interest, and you're ready to test Holacracy for yourself, keep these best practices in mind. You can go all in or shop a la carte. Number one, master self-management. Self-management doesn't come easy for everyone, so be gentle. Make your own decisions isn't the right way to communicate with every team member. If one person struggles, the entire team struggles. To maximize productivity in an environment of self-managers, match people and work. When people and work don't gel, help them find a better path. Number two, put your own spin on it. If you're using Holacracy or elements of it, examine how the practice falls short in your organization and come up with your own simple, flexible, and custom solution to bridge those gaps. Your people will be happier for it. To ensure humanity isn't lost in a Holacracy, tell the true stories, good, bad, and ugly, of how the model has evolved in your organization. Management models impact people, and people want to relate to and learn from other people. Number three, strive to reduce complexity. First, bust up bottlenecks. Team members make decisions. Lead links should stay out of work unless it's a decision that's under their authority or a teammate is looking for advice. Second, give away authority. Hand off work if you're not skilled at it, you're not passionate about it, a teammate is better suited for it, or you don't have time for it. And third, stay on task. The health of the team and its ability to create value depends on defining the work, allocating resources, and establishing metrics for success. Number four, keep communicating. Be transparent. Install a system that lets your team know expectations from work as they evolve, who has authority, and what rules must be followed in your holacratic environment. Drive accountability. When someone says they've got it, follow up early and often to make sure the commitment is on track. Give constructive feedback. Share what you like about an idea. Then offer suggestions for how to make it even better. And set an example. Be self-aware of your actions. Seek feedback on your own work and work shoulder to shoulder to understand hardships and opportunities. Behavior is contagious across a team. Finally, number five, know if you're a good fit for Holacracy. Holacracy seems to complement certain types of organizations. Tech companies, including Washington-based software company Valve and Japanese gaming developer Kayak, have done well with flat organizations. According to Ethan Bernstein, assistant professor at Harvard Business School, coders seemingly understand this sort of system better than non-coders. In a Holacracy, team members are T-shaped. They have deep expertise and are also laterally obsessed. Elements of Holacracy could fire up value creation and inspire culture change at your organization. Adapt the holacratic, safe-to-try mindset if you're curious. You don't have to fully adopt Holacracy to gain benefits. Even in small doses, this management method is guaranteed to shake up any team that takes it on. A fresh perspective brought about by Holacracy can help you identify new opportunities. In fact, the leading practitioners of Holacracy encourage taking a test drive to know whether the model could work for your organization. The good news is it's not an all-or-nothing practice. The bad news is it's not easy to break free from traditional management. While Holacracy, in its purest form, might not fly for all firms, its principles of transparency, accountability, and responsiveness are critical to every 21st century organization. Knowing what you need to do and doing it well always will contribute to success.
Thanks for listening to this two-part series on Holacracy. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at forimprint.com/bluepapers.